Hello, today I'm talking to Lars about the power of life, intuitive interaction and flow design. Would you like to know what this means exactly? Stay tuned. Hi Lars, welcome to our studio.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about the power of life. What is the power of life?
The power of life, and then specifically talking about life events, for me is going back to the very core of why we are creating events. So the trend that I see is we're creating all these great events because we have so many options today for technique, for interaction, social media, catering, lights. And before you know it, we're focusing too much on how big all these events can be. And we're forgetting why they are there. And then we should think about why are we having all those groups of people, extracting them from their workplace or from their homes and bringing them to one spot. So for me, the power of life is focusing in your event design or in your flow design or in the preparation of your event on the very aspect of why are we bringing these people together. So because if I'm thinking of a story or something that really impressed me, it's almost never going to be an example with that beautiful PowerPoint slide or that wonderful graphic or a nice tweet someone sent. The example that I would give to you is that a couple of months ago, I was doing this boot camp, a corporate boot camp. And there was a guy there, we were sitting with 70 people around a campfire, and he was just sharing his story. And usually I would say that if you're an event professional, you notice 70 people, you would need like microphones and
some lighting.
And here we were with 70 people, just like we would say in Dutch, hanging onto his lips, like a proverb we use. Everyone was just silent and breathlessly listening to this story. And it really made me think more and more about, well, I think that if we're talking about the power of life, we should really focus on, okay, we're here now. We are here right now, live. So let's use that power to interact with each other and make sure that your event is also designed to make this happen.
But the example you give is something that happens spontaneous. Does that mean that we are over-organizing things?
We are definitely over-organizing things. There's your quote for putting underneath this video. Lars Sorensen says we're over-organizing things. Well, there's always a risk. I guess a lot of, if you're an event professional and you want to do it right for your customer, for your, and they will pretty much always be big corporates, right? So they have risk managers, communication managers, and they're just looking over your shoulder, making sure that you have everything arranged. And specifically in this situation, if we're arranging everything, this is where we're killing the opportunity for people to really interact. Obviously, for me, in my role, I'm usually connected to an event as we would say the chairman or the moderator. I would handle with what the event professionals gave me. So Lars, we have three keynote speakers, then we go to the breakouts, and you have no time at all, but it has to be interactive. This is pretty much the default.
Just do it.
Go for it. And then maybe now they say, okay, we also have a hashtag, or we use some kind of gadget or event app to interact. But just making some time in your program, like just give me a half an hour or an hour, and we're not going to plan it at all. Just give me the goal that you have of your with your event, and let's make sure that we can have people interact on that. So obviously there will be always there will be differences in that program item, and this is what it makes what makes it so, I guess, what would be the right word? That maybe people are anxious to do this.
Yeah, I think
the corporates are anxious for those kind of moments.
Yeah, because they can't predict what comes out of it.
Yeah, isn't that great? I would say, obviously, you don't want to just say, okay, the next hour of this program, people, just interact. It's not going to work like that.
Yeah, but then you start doing things to make people interact. But does that always work?
Yes. Well, it depends on a couple of things, right? And this is where this is why I'm very hopeful for the future of my profession as a moderator and designer of these interactions, because I think this will always be a human's job. So here comes
replaced by a robot.
That's it. We can see self-driving cars. We see drones delivering packages. But I think creating interaction, it will always be a human's job. And then obviously you'll have some things to think about. I will do this for you, right? Mm-hmm. Which person? Is it just going to be that enthusiastic guy from sales that has a nice sales pitch? You're going to put him in front of your 300 clients? I would say really think through who you're going to put there and make sure that it's someone who likes to create the interaction. And then, yes, if you've got someone that has the skills and the energy to do this, you can get every group to interact on their level. Yeah. It's going to be different. If I'm working like I'm doing this TEDx event with a group of young people in a couple of months, it's going to be easy. You just say to the group is like 15 to 20 years old. If you say, okay, let's think about this, they'll just go, think about that. Yeah. And it's going to be different.
The problem there will be stopping them.
That's it. Yes, yes. So then it's my job to make sure that we end on time and maybe put a break on it a bit. But then obviously if you have like 600 accountants and you put
them... challenge.
Yeah, you put them in a kind of a dark, very standard room. The interaction will be different. But I've never had a group of people or an audience or participants, as you like, that didn't want to interact at all. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are some. You could step into some traps if you just ask people, and again, it helps. Who's asking?
Yeah.
Please talk to each other. There's a very big chance they're just going to think, well, not me, man. I'll just play a little bit with my event app. And so people would also be need to experiencing that it serves a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Just asking people to interact with you, why should I? Mm-hmm. It's I guess you get the same ROI as I heard from an organizer who built this beautiful event app just for this event, like cost him 4,000 euros. And then after the event, I asked him, well, how many people used that? And not even 8% of the people use it. Then we're talking about, is your interaction design, is it? Do you feel like using it? Are you invited to use it? For the technical part of that, like an app or a hashtag, this goes, but also for the interaction that you're creating in the live setting.
Yeah.
So if you ask a question to the audience, is it a question that appeals to them? Does it make them want to answer to it? Does it call to them to have an opinion on it? And then do you really give them the space to do something with it? And my professional opinion would be it's always going to be and needs to be more than just press A on the voting app or just send a tweet with hashtag I don't like this event. This is where it's important to make sure that you're managing the interaction that you're creating.
In the beginning of the interview, you mentioned the word flow design.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Flow design for me is when you have all the different parts that you want to use in your event, like even from location to catering to keynote speakers or interactive moderators, is zooming out and seeing this as a whole, like a director or a writer would look at his play, or maybe a rock star would look at his concert show. And then thinking about, okay, what are we going to do from when people arrive until they go home? Like, in which flow do we take them from the beginning to the end? Because it is going to have an effect on the outcome and the output of your event. So if you want people to be invited to interact, let's say, or it's going to be, maybe it's going to be a very serious session. You think about it. Okay, if people are arriving.
And create a setting for
it. Create the setting, yeah. What kind of music is playing? And it sounds maybe so like an open door or something that's so obvious, but still I encounter a lot of events where Maybe in the plenary session, everything's thought through, like the slides are all connected, mm-hmm. and the speakers all know when to come into the onto the stage. But then still, it's not the right music is playing if people come in, or you just get the experience that the surroundings and the facilities mm-hmm. are not matching that with what we are asking. Of these people.
So just think about it up front.
Think about it up front, and maybe think about it as like Steven Spielberg would do when he's looking at a movie. You want to be...
make it a little bit dramatic and...
put in some drama. Like, yeah. Experience is a word that I use a lot because in my former profession, yeah. I was linked to a lot of events and we did some theater work, and maybe in the end... You've seen some of this cabaret or stuff like mm-hmm. that. And then at a lot of events, this would be the only element that has experience in it. That's yeah. something for your senses. Mm-hmm. The rest would just be sitting and listening. And mm-hmm. You can totally design your event like that if you want to, mm-hmm. but then the output would be, the same as what you put into it.
Yeah.
And so think about creating an entire experience. And you can look at a lot of examples like theater shows or concerts, because if we were talking about, if I would ask you the moment that you last cried or maybe mm-hmm. was moved.
It was not at a PowerPoint presentation.
Probably not at a PowerPoint. So this is why I would say, okay, just think it through. And that's maybe specific on the mm-hmm. profession of people you use. Ask them also how they could see that they can add to this role. Like if you're using a moderator, can he or she play a role in the flow design? Or maybe even your caterer has an idea mm-hmm. of how to make people feel extra welcome with just this special treat when they arrive at your event.
Okay, Lars, thank you very much for coming over.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.